New Hampshire is seeing more heat waves due to climate change, and staying cool is even harder this year because of COVID-19. As part of our new climate change reporting project, By Degrees, NHPR's Eni Ropeek takes a look at how New Hampshire's cities are coping.
It's a hot and humid day in downtown Manchester, and the sprinklers built into a high school soccer field are on full blast. Several families are out here, kids chasing their parents through the sprinklers with squirt guns. Everyone, including this reporter, is soaked.
I wasn't planning on getting wet, but after feeling the water, I'm like, wow, that water actually feels kind of good.
It's a nice cool down.
Pablo Rodriguez says there's nowhere else for his kids to go on a day like this. They can't play outside at home.
That driveway, they don't really take care of that apartment that well, so we don't let the kids play outside. Because there's too many broken glass, nails all over the driveway.
Turning on these sprinklers in the afternoon instead of early morning is one of the few ways Manchester can respond to heat waves right now. The city pools are closed, and so are typical cooling stations like the public library. Deborah Hurd is watching her daughter and grandkids run through the sprinklers. She says it reminds her of growing up in New York, playing in open fire hydrants. Now, while her family is cooped up at home in the pandemic, she says they're trying to use less air conditioning.
It's expensive, it's really hot, and you're in there all the time, so you want the air to circulate. That's already reflecting on the bills.
There's an irony here. The expensive extra power used for cooling in these hotter summers is contributing to the carbon emissions that are causing the increase in temperatures.
Here in New England, we are seeing a particular rise in these kind of extreme heat days.
Rachel Cletus of the Union of Concerned Scientists says in the past, New Hampshire has only seen a few days a year that feel like they're over 90. There have been at least 12 of those days so far this summer. Globally, 2020 has been the second hottest year on record after 2016. Cletus says even if we were to stop using fossil fuels, people in New Hampshire will have to get used to more extreme heat. It kills more people in the U.S. each year than any other kind of weather, including things like hurricanes and floods, more often associated with climate change. Heat is most dangerous to the very old, very young, people who work outside or are homeless or incarcerated, and people of color and people who live in cities. Folks with asthma or other health problems are also at greater risk, just like they are for COVID-19. And this summer, Cletus says,
they're faced with a difficult situation where the only way to stay safe is actually going to be to stay home.
But she says home air conditioning and other cooling options aren't a given in New England, like they are in places that are used to the heat this region is starting to see. Buildings here are designed to trap heat, not alleviate it. Right now, there aren't many options in New Hampshire for people who need an AC and can't afford one. One exception is Project Cool Air, run on donations by a nonprofit in Portsmouth. Mary Jane Walsh is the program's director. She says they give out ACs to provide at least one cool room for low-income seniors and other at-risk Rockingham County residents.
In the summer, we think of air conditioning as something nice to have, and it's certainly helpful. But for some of these people, it is the difference between healthy living and not.
This year, with cooling centers closed and everyone stuck at home, they've seen an increase in demand. Walsh says they delivered 25 ACs as of early July versus 15 at the same time last year.
I do wish we would hear sooner rather than later, but unfortunately, that is, when you're right in the middle of that heat wave, the phones start ringing.
The pandemic has caused some local officials to focus more on preparing for extreme heat instead of just reacting to it. Nashua Emergency Manager Justin Cates says this year saw their heat response plan totally upended. Now they're shuttling people to the mall until they can safely reopen cooling centers with coronavirus precautions in place. And they're thinking about how federal coronavirus aid money could help them distribute ACs or more efficient heat pumps.
Really, one of the only reasons why something like this could be done is you've got the funding available to try and respond to COVID-19, but also try and find ways to make the community more resilient for other types of hazards as well.
Nashua has a new temporary employee from the Centers for Disease Control Foundation, whose entire job is to help rethink the city's heat plan. That worker just started ahead of another heat wave that's forecast for early next week. Eni Ropeek, NHPR News.